This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua, Hilchos Tefillin, Simen Lamed Aleph, Din Tefillin B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov, the laws of Tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Says Mechaber, B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov, Asur L'Haniach Tefillin. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's prohibited to put on Tefillin, M'nei Shehim Atzmam Ois, because Shabbos itself is an Ois. Yom Tov itself is an ois, and menichem behem ois acher. And if you put on another ois, hayazilzul la'ois shalahem, it would be disparaging to the ois of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Therefore, it's aser to put on tefillin. As we mentioned, there's a question that. So then, why is there an inyan dafka to have tefillin on by a bris? It's just you should dafka not have the tefillin on by the bris. It's a bizayon for the bris. But that's what the Mechaber says. It's aser to have tefillin on. It's a bezayon to the yois of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'yom tov sheni nami b'chlal ledidan b'nei chutz aretz. The second day of Yom Tov is also included. Aser lahaniach, you're not to put on tefillin. Va'afilu b'tiltol yeshomim gamkein da'aser. Some say the tefillin are even muksa. Unless you need the tefillin for something about themselves, not to wear it, or the place, you need the place. What do you do if you need your talis, and your talis is in your tefillin, and your talis is in the same bag as the tefillin? So Reb Chaim Noah says in Ketzos HaShulchan, you could move the bag in order to take out your talis, because you're basically moving kli shemalachta le'isr le'tzarch mekoymai. But the Kaf HaChaim says, l'chadchila, one should try to be careful to take out the talis before Shabbos. Im kishar kli shemalachta le'isr. V'yesham, im some say, the chadei shelo yiplu, so that the tefillin don't fall, or shelo yignavim, or they don't get stolen, nami mutav tatam imakal makam, would also be permitted. Not just you need the tefillin, echves, for it itself, or for the place, but even if you want to make sure that it doesn't fall or get stolen, you can move it. You could be makel b'makim hatchak va'ayim b'ber halacha. Let's see the ber halacha. Ber halacha says also aniach ayim mishnah berurah v'inei mekar adin ayin lekama mesimin shinches. The source of this din is by hilchos mitzvah muksa in simin shinches sif dalad in the taz and magen rabbi v'inei b'derech hachayim hilchos muksa sasam lahachmer. The Nesivos in the Derech HaChaim unqualifiedly says you just can't move them. That implies even if you're afraid they're going to get stolen. He does also mashma that way. Now, what do you do if you find tefillin on the floor? Rav Shlomo Zalman says if you find tefillin on the floor, even in their case, you're allowed to pick them up, but you can't put them wherever you want. You have to put them in the immediate spot that it's not on the floor anymore. The Bir Halacha continues that the chayadam is mekel to put away tefillin if you're afraid it's going to get stolen. V'chein mashma be'apri magadim. V'chol etzem hadin hazem mevar b'simen shinches. What does it depend on? Im aser hanachas tefillin b'shaz yomtev shaloi l'shem mitzvah. Is it prohibited to wear talis and tefillin on Shabbos and yomtev, not for the mitzvah? So based on the Gra, who says that you could be mekel, so then the Gra L'chayr would be Mekel L'gabe moving tefillin to protect it that it doesn't get stolen. And therefore the bottom line is, the Bi'ar Halacha comes out that if you have tefillin that's in a compromised situation, you're afraid they're going to get ruined or you're afraid you get stolen, you're allowed to move them even though that's not L'tzorech Gufay U'Mekaymai. And it's basically dependent on this inyan that It's dependent on this inyan that you're allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos shaloi letzarch mitzvah. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Gimel, Shein atzma nois. Shabbos and Yom Tov is a nois bein HaKadosh Baruch Hu vein Yisrael, shenamar ki oisi beini, v'Yom Tov gam kein mikri ois, debe Pesach Mitzrayim ksiv ois, by Pesach, when we left Mitzrayim and says ois, v'hukshu kol mayadei Hashem parashas emar, all the Yom and Tovim are compared to each other in parashas emar, eila mayadei Hashem. And it's not correct to have a different ois, ois acher, the hainu tefillin, the chsibahu, v'hayu l'chala ois al yadecha. Again, the Dirshu points out that we had earlier in Simen Chaf Hei, Sivkata Nun Hei, not to remove the tefillin until after the bris, because they're both in ois, and that was something we discussed earlier. Haya zilzol. Number one, it would be disparaging to Shabbos. Number two, v'gam oiver mishum delav debal toisef. So it's interesting that the Mechaber picked what you would have thought is the more secondary reason, that it's a zilzul to Shabbos, and he didn't say a doirais about toisef. But could be because of this next qualification. V'hu shehinichan l'shem mitzvah. This is, if you put it on, l'shem mitzvah. Avo b'menichan shaloi l'shem mitzvah. If you don't put on the tefillin l'shem mitzvah, ein boi mishum bal toisef. V'gam mishum zilzul ein boi. That's not even a zilzul, im loy shemenichem b'farhesya. Unless you put it on publicly, da'az asam adrabanan. So it's not bal toisef if you're mechavin shalei l'shem mitzvah. And it's not even a zilzul. Why? Because if I'm not putting on l'shem mitzvah, it's not an ois. But if I do it publicly, it's an issur d'rabanan. V'yesh machmir b'chol gavnei. Some are machmir on all circumstances, even if you're not mecham l'shem mitzvah. Im loy shemunachem bebizayon, unless the tefillin are placed bebizayon, kagoyin hamoitzi tefillin b'shabbos b'sada. For instance, if someone finds tefillin on Shabbos in the field, mutter lelavshan, it would be permitted to wear them ulach nisan leir, and to bring it into the city derech malbush as a garment. K'moy sheisbar lekaman b'simin shin aleph. Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to do one more day, then we'll be a week ahead, so that in the following week, when I'm not here, we won't fall behind. So we're going to do Sif Beis now.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.